Welcome to the Living Cornwall podcast, starting with a Cornish article. Curno re the wizus and bagus the thors the werthon and mis ebril ma than kestrif pan celtec. Skill glas u bagus of oesi yoink gans croldores ha telinores. Pen canores and bagus u moes a eith blul than unic. Fithunzi o canna can scriffis gans pen scrifa a gerno bu. Simon Parker. Testen and gan u bunens cales war hal foi in termines passies. Gonio menith a gels a dro the delu triggers in crogi veal bihan gans ilur mostes. There's a tree ombrophians aral, coethus, Alice Allsworth, a jostus ha garmorion. Kin nago Alice Allsworth sewin gans hi han. If hith he o mors they were then, gan skill glas, in un seni an alhweddle gansa. Now the notes. Well done to Simon Parker and skill glas. Cornwall wishes you every good wish in the Pan Celtic Song Contest in Dingle this April. Now the second sentence in this second paragraph starts off at testen and gan ew. That's the subject of the song is. Now, if you were translating the English word for word into Cornish, you'd expect an destin an gan ew. However, this is incorrect because of a nice little piece of Cornish grammar. In Cornish, you do not need to say the subject of the song, but just subject of the song, or more precisely, subject the song. In place names, we regularly see this, plain and gwari. Place the playing, or the playing place, or the place of the playing. Park and Dillick, which comes from the Cornish park and Deiliac, which means field of the horse poo.